Hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. We're at Orange County Speedway getting ready for the Orange Crush 200 coming up tomorrow. You don't want to miss your chance to get your tickets. You can hear race cars. We're going to go around the track and show you all the behind the scenes of what's going on. That's Ward Burton. Do you hear him? Do you want to talk to him? Do you want to see him? We're getting ready to. Let's go. All right. Standing here with Terry Deese, driver of the 06 car, getting ready for the Orange Crush 200. How you feeling?
Good. Really good. And excited about this. Really appreciate everybody putting this stuff on. And when it come about, I was like, I hope they pick me.
Yes, because yeah. It's an invitation-only event, and you got invited. How's it going to feel racing against Ward Burton?
Well, it just brings back old times. You know, I didn't get to race it much till he moved up, but when we did, we had some fun together. And his family was really, really good to us back when we were running. They would help us out a lot, and, you know, John and Jeff and all. And a little story about Jeff, it was funny. I first saw him come in. He was driving a little mini stock, and he wore his uniform for the first time in the gate, and that was kind of fun to watch that. And see, now you know big time announcer and driver, but you know, they were always good to us.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to see you go out there getting the car ready. Good luck out there tomorrow, and it's going to be a great event.
Thank you very much. And, you know, like I said, thank all the sponsors for doing this and my sponsors for coming on. You know, I'm going to tell my age. I'm 60 years old, but I still love having fun and still love turning wrenches and you know, hope that it can continue to do this race each year.
It's going to be great. We can't wait for it. Come see Terry Deese.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Standing here now with Barry Beggarly, driver of the number 82. We're at Orange County Speedway, as you know. Are you ready?
Well, we're trying to get ready. You know, it's been a while since we run, but we're trying to get dialed in so we'll be halfway competitive. I don't know. We may fall in the rear and ride there for the end of the race, but I kind of wanted to come out and join Ward and Jeb. You know, we grew up racing together with his dad, then Jeb some, so I just kind of want to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, we're excited to have you part of it, excited to see you out there. How does it feel to be racing against Ward again? First time back in a car since 2012.
Yeah, that's a pretty long time to be out. I don't think I've raced since about 2011.
Yes, I can't wait to see this. I was just told you're a legend.
Yeah, well, we've been around a while. We've done a lot over the years. I think we was NASCAR national champion in 93 and ASA in 2010 national champion. So we've been around a little bit, raced a long time. I kind of made a living racing back even in late models. So we was pretty good at it.
Awesome. What do you have to say to the fans that are coming out to watch the Orange Crush 200 tomorrow?
Well, they need to come on out because it's going to be a good show. I mean, I think it's going to be a good crowd. Hope it is. You know, hope it raised some money for Ward's Foundation. And so we just hope the weather's good.
Yes, absolutely. Well, good luck out there. I can't wait to see what you do out there.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much. Standing here with Tabitha Burton, wife of Ward Burton, mom of Jeb Burton. How are you feeling leading up to the Orange Crush 200?
I am so excited. We have been trying to get Ward to do this for a while now, and I am so excited to see the two of them on the track together. It's a special thing.
It is so special. And I just want to know, what are your nerves going to be like? I know you're excited, but what is it like when you're going to be watching them out on the track during the race?
That is the $64,000 question, because they've never raced against each other. And, you know, my gut tells me that I'm going to be pulling for Jeb.
Because
he's my baby. But at the same time, you know, it'd be great if they were one and two, but I know how things go.
Yeah, and then you have to go home and hear all the stories afterwards. So how do you kind of deal with that after the race?
I don't know. I always tell Ward I don't want to hear anything negative about Jeb, so don't go there.
Well, we know who Tabitha's rooting for. She is rooting for Jeb Burton in the Orange Crush 200. I am so excited about this event.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And all the proceeds go to the Ward Burton Wildlife Foundation. And so tell us a little bit about that and kind of the conservation efforts that you have going on right now.
Well, that is just an awesome thing that you guys are doing, helping us put this show on, because this is the biggest fundraiser that we've ever done for the foundation. And the foundation is growing. We're so proud of it. And, you know, we just never know what's coming next, but it has grown exponentially in the last few years. And this is going to help us with that.
Yes. Absolutely. And we cannot wait. And so Orange Crush 200 tomorrow. Let's go, Tabitha.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Standing here with a guy you know really well, Joey Rogers. How are you feeling about the Orange Crush 200?
Oh, I am excited. I'm just happy to be here and see it all come together. Couldn't ask for a better day for them to be testing and practicing. And the anticipation for this event's been building up for me for the past few months, and to know it's just a, you know, few days away is just, my blood's pumping. I mean, it's going to be a big event.
A huge event. What does it mean to you to see Jeb in the car right now, Ward in the car, and have these cars behind you, knowing Ward's about to get back in a race car and race around Orange County Speedway?
I grew up as a race fan. I'm still a race fan. And if this doesn't get you fired up about racing, I don't know what will.
Yes, let's go, Joey! Orange Crush 200, what do you want to tell all the fans that are getting ready to come to the race?
Get your ass out here to the racetrack. They're going to put on an amazing show. The purse is going to be big. The action's going to be intense. And come to the racetrack.
Let's go. You guys, do you see this shirt right here? Racing America. Racing America is going to be streaming the Orange Crush 200. Tell us all about it.
Yes, tomorrow we're actually going to be streaming the race. It's going to be a pay-per-view race right here live on Racing America. We're going to have everything that you can imagine. Alan Dietz, Steve Post are going to be on the call. Dylan Mamba Smith is going to be down here in the pits as the pit reporter. If you can't be here, it's an option. You know, it's a great cause too. It is a pay-per-view race, but it's a great cause for the pay-per-view. So if you pay for pay-per-view, a portion of the sales do go to the Ward Burton Wildlife Foundation. So I know a lot of people like to complain about our pay-per-views, but it goes to a good cause, and we want you to support the race too. So yeah. If you can't support can't buy the pay-per-view, come out here to the race. We'd love that. And if you can't make it out here, we're going to have some highlights and everything for you guys. But hey, if you can't make it, right here on Racing America is the place to be.
Let's go. Big deal. Big deal. No matter where you are, if you cannot make the race, you can still watch it, and you don't want to miss it. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it, too. Tomorrow's race day. I'm
Let's
excited.
Let's go, race day. Yes. Standing here with our main man, Buck, here, race coordinator of the Orange Crush 200. How are you feeling?
I'm doing amazing. I cannot wait for this race day.
It is so, so exciting. And it takes a ton of work to make something like this happen. And you have been so helpful. So tell us a little bit about some behind-the-scenes stuff that you've had to take care of here in the last couple days.
Oh, it's just been a lot of work, but I tell you what, the team that we have, including everybody at Rogers and everybody with the Ward Burton Wildlife Foundation, have been unfathomable in everything helping get this off the ground. It usually took about maybe 9 months of planning to get a Denny Hamlin Short Track Showdown together. This has come together in a matter of 3.5 to 4 months. Yeah. So it's been amazing. The partners we have are just incredible. The racing field that we have is just crazy talented. I mean, we've got national champions from NASCAR Weekly Series coming. We got past cup winners. We got current Xfinity drivers. We have legends here at this racetrack, as well as the top superstars and up-and-coming superstars. 25 cars taking on this racetrack for $15,000 in that beautiful trophy.
Yes, it's going to be so much fun. And what does it mean to you to see Ward back in a race car and then racing against Jeb, who he's never raced against before?
Yeah, just the family itself. Yeah. I mean, you know, watch Jeff and Ward come through everything, and to watch Harrison and Jeb do what they're doing in their respective series as well. It's been amazing. I've always been a fan of Ward anyway. I liked Ward and Jeff when they raced at South Boston in late model stock cars, and then they'd come here to Orange County and race as well. So, you know, following their careers all the way through, I have all the collectibles at home, you know, diecast, and they're all signed by Ward, you know, from when I was a kid. That was pretty awesome. Yeah. But to have them be able to race each other is just something. I watched Roy and Ray Hendrick finally get to race each other. You know, I watched so many legends get to race against their fathers, their uncles, and different people between all the local tracks. And to see this culminate on, you know, tomorrow's race is going to be just amazing, to watch them actually duke it out on the track. And it'd be just, you know, a little bit one of those, come on, let it happen, you know, maybe if they actually have to duke it out for the win, that would be awesome.
Oh, it's going to be such a great day. Thank you for all the hard work you put into this event. What do you want to tell the fans?
Oh, just if you're not here, you're going to be missing out. I know Racing America is going to be carrying it on live pay-per-view, but you need to be here tomorrow night to witness this late model event, the first of the annual. We're going to be working on it. That's your hint.
Let's go. Standing here with our guy, Ward Burton, driver of the number 2 Rogers Heating and Cooling car here. How you feeling, Ward?
I'm doing okay. I had a little mishap this morning, so trying to avenge myself from that. Luckily, didn't get any more damage it did, but everybody's working really hard on Elisa, so hope we'll get it all figured out.
It's going to be great. How does it feel getting back into a race car?
Well, it's been quite an ordeal for me. So these cars are a lot different than anything I've ever been accustomed to. They got what they call bump stops that limits the travel. They got stationary brake pedal and clutch pedal on the floor, so I had to push the seat forward so I could reach the pedal. Consequently, that makes me work, try to get the rearview mirror so I can see what's around me. So I'm learning from Jeb how much brake to use. So I'm really training myself all over, so I appreciate them being patient with me.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, big event. This is a huge event. What do you want to tell all the fans that are coming to this event or streaming it on Racing America? What do you want to tell them?
Well, the main thing is we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her and her husband, Joey. So thanks for everyone with Rogers Heating and Cooling, employees, all the people that do business with them. They're good Southern country folks. They do my work at my foundation property and Tyler's my house. Now we're down in this area where they are moving, they're growing fast. So it's nice to see Southern family, any family, work hard and go up to the top. And so thank you for y'all for making it possible. Y'all come out this coming Thursday, March 28th. We're going to have a ball.
We are. And I just saw you and Jeb going around the track together. How did that feel?
Well, never done it before, but I'm trying to learn from Jeb today, so I won't be too bad on the 28th.
Are you going to beat him in the Orange Crush 200?
Look, I'm just trying to not hit anything and run 200 laps on the same set of tires, which is going to be interesting for all the competitors. So it was 24, 25, the best of the business. If I can get a top 10 or somewhere in there and run all the laps, I'll be satisfied.
I'm going to tell you a little secret. I just interviewed Tabitha. She says she's rooting for Jeb.
I would know that. She ain't got to tell me.
We're rooting for you, Ward, and I can't wait to see you out there. Good luck out there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Check out this awesome trophy. This is what the winner of the Orange Crush 200 is going to win. How cool is this? Have to shout out. So a story about this trophy. Shout out to the Southern Virginia Higher Education Center Product Works team for putting this awesome trophy together. They put so much thought and time into making this what it looks like today. And this is a real acrylic orange. They used a real orange to get the mold of this. There are actually real late model cars right here in gold. And then the cool thing about this trophy is this right here, you see, is the actual Orange County Speedway. It's a rendering of the Orange County Speedway. And I am just so proud of this, so proud of the Product Works team. Thank you guys for putting so much effort into it. And I cannot wait to see who gets this trophy. Who's it gonna be? Who do you think it's gonna be? I'm so excited. standing here with Jeb Burton, driver of the number 27. Are you ready for tomorrow?
I think so. We've been practicing. I've been more worried about Dad's car than mine. So this is a brand new car. I bought it a week ago. I don't have a ton of testing on it. We still want to make it a little bit better, but just excited about this race. Appreciate everything y'all have done to put it on. I think a lot of people are excited to see Dad go to battle again, and just excited to get out there and make it happen.
How excited are you to see your dad get out there?
I'm really excited. I get to race a lot, and you know, this whole thing was revolved around him trying to get him back out there. I know Joey and I and you were really pushing him to try to get it done, and luckily we were able to put it together, and appreciate everybody that has supported this, all the partners, you guys, and all the fans coming out. So that's what's made it really special, and looking forward to putting on a really good show. Got a ton of talent in the field, a lot of good race car drivers that have won a lot of different races, and just excited to go out there, and I'd love to win that beautiful trophy. It's really good looking.
Yes, and just a little inside information. We interviewed your mom a little while ago, and she says she's pulling for you.
Well, Dad's won a lot of races. I'm still trying to catch up. He's won 4 Xfinity races. I've only won 2. So I need to catch up to him. This is a good purse to win, $15,000 to win. I think for 17th is $1,500. So really was important to Joey, you, and I that we made a rich purse for the racers. They spend a lot of money to come out here and do this. And, appreciate mom's support.
And what's it going to mean if we're watching this race and you and your dad are racing against each other? How hard are you going to race him? And how hard is he going to race you?
Well, HC and I own both of these race cars. And if something happens, he doesn't have to pay for it because I'm the car owner. So the roles have reversed a little bit from when I grew up. I actually ran my first race here at Orange County. So really special to do it here. But just want him to be competitive and have fun. And we're having fun. This is going to be a fun event, but I want my car to be really good so I can try to win.
Well, good luck out there tomorrow. I can't wait to see it, and I know all the fans can't either. Thank you.
Thank you.
Standing here with the brains behind Sellers Racing, HC Sellers. How you feeling?
Feeling good. It's always good to be out on a day like today and be at a racetrack, especially with these Burton guys, and make it a lot of fun, so it's a good day.
And you're going to have 3 cars, Sellers cars, in the Orange Crush 200. How do you prepare for something like that?
Well, it's always a challenge. We've got a lot of good people that work for Sellers Racing. A lot of good guys. I may be called the brains, but there's a lot of good group of people here. And the 3 cars is always a challenge because you never have them all exactly right. So, and especially with South Boston Racing this past weekend, and you know, it's a lot of effort being put in on everybody's part. So 3 cars is always a challenge, and at a race like this, you know, we want to perform. So hopefully it'll all work out okay.
How does it feel to have Ward Burton back in a car and you are working on his car today?
Yeah, that's interesting. I tell you, we've been and tested some with Ward, and he's a good guy. We've been knowing him for a long time. I obviously grew up watching him race like a lot of people that come to this race will have as well. So good talent. It's interesting to see how he could be out of a car for 20 years and jump back in and be as competitive as he has been. So I think he'll do a great job. Really looking forward to it.
Well, thank you for everything you've done, and you're doing a great job. Can't wait to see what the Sellers cars do out there.
Thank you, and I'd also like to thank Rogers Heating and Air for all their support as well, and for everybody involved in this race. I know it's a lot of people contributing to it. It's hard to list all the names, but I know you guys are a big supporter of it, big supporter of Ward and Jeb also, and just really glad to be a part of this whole show.
Well, thank you for everything. Okay, thank you, HC. There's a lot that has to happen to make an event like this amazing. And the person that's making this event so amazing is Sarah.
Oh, you're sweet. It's not me. It takes a village. A village, you're right. But it's been fun. We've learned some things, haven't we?
We've learned a lot. You have made majority of this event happen by your amazing planning skills and networking skills. And tell us, what goes into an event like this?
A lot. I have to tell you, race operations was not my my bailiwick. So we've got great people. We've got Buck Roos and Shane Laws that have run these events before, and Terry Deal, who you'll hear from with the track, that have been my partners in making sure all the race operations happen. And then that's allowed me and you and Tom Dano and others to just go out and find sponsors and sell tickets and bring this all together. But it's a lot.
Yes.
You know, you look around and what you see today is an empty facility with some cars testing. Next Thursday, you're going to see signage everywhere. You're going to see programs. You're going to see t-shirts. You're going to see booths set up for the fans. You're going to see all sorts of fun things that we've got planned, and that all requires some logistics.
Yes, it
so
does.
That's been a lesson I've been doing for the past, what is it, three months we've been doing it, but we're excited.
It is going to be so great, and the cool thing is you get to see your dad and your brother out there racing against each other. How does that make you feel?
It's crazy. I was actually just upstairs. We were talking about our menu for the catering, some of those details, and I got to see my dad and brother out on the track together for the first time ever, which was kind of wild. It makes me a little nervous.
Yeah.
But they're here to have fun, so it's going to be good.
And there he goes. That's so cool. Who are you rooting for in the Orange Crush 200?
Oh, okay. I've got to say both of them. Both of them are my favorite.
That one? Because I have to say, your mom said she's rooting for Jeb.
She is. Okay. No, I'm rooting for both of them. And my third choice is Peyton Sellers, just because he's under the same umbrella.
Yes.
Sellers Burton Racing. So we're really excited. It's going to be fun.
Well, thank you for everything you've done to make this happen. What do you have to say to the fans that are coming out?
Yes. Come. Have fun. It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much for all of your support. We see your messages on social media. We see everything you've been posting and your excitement. Thank you. Come on out on Thursday.
See you soon. Standing here with Terry, General Manager of Orange County Speedway. Are you excited for the Orange Crush 200?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good event for everybody.
Yes, and you are making some big things happen here at the track. It is looking fantastic leading up to the race. It's been a lot of work, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a lot of work. I've had a lot of people put in a lot of effort to get things painted up and swift up and looking a little better.
Yeah, it looks really great. And how does it feel to know that Ward Burton is back in a race car?
That's pretty wild, because it's been a long time since he raced here. I told that story, you know, before about Ward come when Jeb started racing, and he rode a limited around here, and he was really fast then, so maybe he can get it back together after he's been out of the seat for a while.
Oh, we know he will. We've seen him go around the track a few times a day, and he's looking good. It's looking good.
Yeah.
Yes, and so, you know, we decided, okay, we want to do this race at Orange County Speedway. What does that mean for you guys, and how do you feel about us having the first annual Orange Crush 200 at Orange County Speedway?
I think it's good for Rogers and Orange County Speedway to put on an event together and make a good thing happen.
Yes.
Especially since it's part of it going to charity, so that's great.
Yes, it's going to be a great event. What do you want to tell all the fans out there that are getting ready to attend the race tomorrow?
Just come and have a good time.
Yes, it's going to be great. This is where you get your tickets. Come get your tickets for the race. You don't want to miss it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. We will see you tomorrow for the Orange Crush 200. Can't wait to see you.